the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Eli Apple was interviewing with the Atlanta Falcons. Assistant coach asked him, do you like men?
I don't see how that has an impact on being able to do the job.
What it does have an impact on is if you don't draft him because you think he likes men, now you got a lawsuit, frankly. I just don't understand how the NFL thinks they can just ask whatever and then try to hide behind it as a, it's a psychological thing. We're just trying to see how they'd react to situations.
Did you see the story about the kid from Baylor? Jacob Anderson is his name. Was arrested yesterday on a sexual assault charge for allegedly forcing himself on a woman outside of a fraternity party. It's a bad trend.
Yes. I don't think culture is a fair word, but there's certainly some problems there that aren't being addressed, and it seems to be fairly widespread.
Decent-looking dude. Doesn't need to rape a chick.
None of these guys that have been caught need to rape a chick.
Nobody needs to.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Your number 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed anything from the first 2 hours, either any of those highlights or any of the other myriad of things we've discussed today, all available at podcastarena.com. You can check out full show podcast. Did I say Jongi Football again?
I think so.
Okay.
Come on.
It's Jungle Fever. It's not my fault. He's changed the damn thing too many times. Jeez. It's at Jungle Fever. Okay, so I said it twice to make up for the one screw up. At least I'm not saying...
Get the guy some love, man.
Well, I mean, he was Jongi Football for a long damn time. Okay, it's kind of hard to forget about that. So this is twice now in the 6 o'clock hour, so I think I know what the problem is. We also have the weigh-ins coming up here pretty soon, so we'll see how that goes. Think a fight's going to break out?
I don't know. John, are we able to, is it worth listening to at least the main event weigh-in and hearing them talk?
Can we do that?
I don't think we can, just because it's Fox.
Well, I mean, if we credit it, we can't do that?
I don't know.
Okay, find out.
Yeah, we need to get some clarification on that.
Hmm.
I'm guessing probably not, because it's not ESPN.
So what would we have to do? We'd have to play it back like right after it ends, because we can't play it live. Is that the deal?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think
sure
so.
That's
I think that's the deal.
Okay,
let me check though.
Can you record it and then we'll play it back in the segment after?
Yes, let me check.
Okay, my guess is they'll have some good things to say.
Probably so.
Oh boy, it's tough listening to Nate. Nate Diaz is I love the guy. That's if there were a list of guys for me to interview, Nate Diaz is never the name I'll pick because it's so awkward. It's so awkward. He's the master of one or two word answers, and it's that guy. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know if he just doesn't care to answer or he's got some kind of concussion syndrome. I don't know what it is, but he's
drugs.
It may be drugs. He's not a great interview, but it is funny to hear those two guys.
Man, I was just checking Twitter and. Yeah, I follow Yahoo Canada because occasionally has some stuff that interests me. But I'm going to have to unfollow them. They have a story that says two Syrians received 4 years prison over Aylan Kurdi's death. And in the tweet, it's got a picture of a dead 3-year-old boy with his face on the beach. And a police officer standing over taking notes. I don't want to see that on Twitter.
No.
I don't want to... I mean, who wants to see that photo? I'm sure it's a powerful image, but I am sure don't want to see it on Twitter. But it says in the September 2, 2015 file photo, a paramilitary police officer investigates the scene before carrying the lifeless body of 3-year-old Aylan Kurdi from the seashore near the beach resort of Bodrum, Turkey.
My goodness.
Who wants to see a picture of a dead 3-year-old?
Not I.
My goodness. You're blocked, sir. Or unfollowed. I'm going to block you because they don't follow me.
Shame.
Gab said, no, you messed up. LOL. I did. I'm a failure. I was I'm going to blame this on the dead body, okay?
That threw you off.
Yes, because that kind of popped up right while I was going through my thing. And, you know, So it's on me. Now I'm gonna go full Kubiak. Yeah, I tried really hard. And we came in, thought we had a game plan. Didn't work out. It's on me.
Double Down says we probably need to give him an extra segment to clean up the expletives from the weigh-in.
That's probably true.
It's on TV. My guess is they've got it. They've got it on enough of a delay that they should be able to clean it up themselves. But
you never know.
John can listen. He'll keep an eye on it, keep an ear on it.
Yeah. Let's squeeze in a phone call. DJ, you were on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Three quick things. John, cool, new Twitter name. The thing about OJ, man, it's like his walk, man. It looked like he wiping off blood to me. You know what I'm saying? And I got a question about Colin Kaepernick. Do you think Colin Kaepernick's downside is more of his team not playing for him, or that he actually can't quarterback or play the position of quarterback properly? I kind of think it's more of the line stopped playing for him because, you know, the first two or three years he was amazing, and then he just had a very, very, very decline in his play, and it just doesn't make sense. I'll hang up and listen up.
I think with guys like him, very often, once defenses figure out, and he's limited in what he can do, once defenses figure out what he's doing, and you got to stop him being able to run. But once defenses figure out his you know, where what routes he can throw, what routes he can't, it's a lot easier to stop him. You know, there's a difference between a running quarterback and having an athlete at quarterback. And I think with the 49ers, they had an athlete at quarterback. Cam Newton is a quarterback who just happens to be able to run. You know, there's a big difference.
Well, I think a lot of it's coaching, too. I think Harbaugh managed to get every ounce of the best out of him. And that's what good coaches do. And we saw last year when he was gone that what a difference it made. Now, the year before, even when Harbaugh was still there, things were falling apart. But that was kind of a team-wide thing. I think, again, how good is your coach? If you get him in the right positions and take away his weaknesses offensively, then I still think maybe you can get something out of him, but you're putting a lot of faith in your coach, and that's how much do you trust Bill O'Brien to be able to do what Harbaugh did with him when he was at his best. And if you do, it's worth a gamble at a small price. I'm not paying that guy a bunch of money. Same thing with RG3. Lamont asking, this season of Game of Thrones, have we surpassed the books? Yeah, and you know what? They're not even releasing pre-screening because it's past the books and nobody knows what's going on. Now, there will be some things that happened in the fourth book and the fifth book that did not happen last year. So it's, but the plot will have passed the books. I'd say about 80% of it, but there's still some stuff to catch up on from the last couple books that I'm sure will be in there. Maybe closer to 90%. 713-780-ESPN. Another question we've gotten pretty much every day this week. What do you think of Roddy White being picked up by the Texans? I think Roddy White is probably close to being done.
Can we just go ahead and say that Texans will pick up every potential free agent
offseason? I mean, guys, really, these are everybody that gets cut is going to come here, so it's all good. No, I'll give you a name that they should be interested in because he's on the trading block, Martellus Bennett.
Oh, yeah.
The Bears have told him he can seek a trade. He's got about a $5 million cap hit. That's a position of extreme need.
What do you give up for him?
I don't think the price is going to be that.
Fourth-round pick?
Fourth-round pick, yes, done. I'll do it.
I would, too. I might even do a third-round pick.
Yeah, well, knowing what they get out of third-round picks?
Yeah, I definitely. I'd give them two third-round picks.
Definitely.
Two third-round picks or one fourth-rounder?
No, I would say a fourth-round pick is fair.
I think so, too.
And if some other team's outbidding me with a three, I'll give you a three. And I make that deal in a heartbeat. And I know he wants a new big contract, but come in and have a
prove it season.
Yeah, and if you do, you'll get paid.
Yeah.
He would be an immediate upgrade in every way, shape, and form over anything that they have on the roster.
Anything
now.
They've had since Owen Daniels left.
Yeah, and I think he's better than Owen Daniels.
I think so, too.
So,
well, Owen Daniels had a couple really good years.
He did,
here.
But, I mean, Owen Daniels was also one of those system guys. And I think he benefited from Gary Kubiak's system quite a bit. I think Martellus Bennett can play in anything. And I would love to see that. Those are the kind of names you should be asking about. Not broken down receivers that are on the way out. And there's a reason Roddy White's available. Is he an upgrade over Nate Washington even?
Probably, but he's still 34 years old.
So, I mean, I don't even know at this stage if he is. So, At this point, that's the kind of thing I'd be focusing on is all right, Martellus Bennett's available. That's a possibility. That's the kind of guy you want to think about. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So who do we have coming up here now? Yeah, we're not going to have the big ones before next segment. So
that's Chaz Skelly.
Yeah, so we've got a couple to go yet. So it'll be...
we'll catch it on the other side of break.
Yeah, yeah. We'll let you know what's going on with that. But if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. So can we just not... Every single day have, should the Texans pick up RG3 or Kaepernick?
Or Roddy White.
I'll throw Roddy White in there, too. It's fun to speculate on stuff, but we're going to know pretty soon here because free agency starts next week. So, you know, let's just see what they do at this point. We've been speculating on this since after the Super Bowl. There's nothing new. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Destin says Texans do not need that nut job, Martellus Bennett. Both the boys and the Bears dump you, there's an issue. I mean, for the contract that he's on, which isn't much, and for a mid-round pick that they're going to blow anyway, I'll take that chance. That's a huge upgrade.
I'm with you.
Over
the
what
guy is
got.
A little bit of a head case.
He is. But
I get that. But
you know what? At some point, you gotta take a chance somewhere. And, I mean, I would definitely at least make that phone call. And this is another kind of just off the beaten path thing, but who buys musical instruments for other people's kids?
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, Disco Biscuit tweets out, thoughts and prayers to my eardrums. Some a-hole just got my 4-year-old a ukulele. Now, as musical instruments go, that's not as bad as, say, drums. Drums is the worst. And kazoos. Kazoos are really annoying. But that's what... Shouldn't you ask a parent before you do that? It's like, hey, I'm thinking of buying your kid a ukulele.
Like that's kind of a standard rule.
You would think. Oh, well.
Not my kid.
The thing is, my kids... I got guitars, but I always made sure that I was gone when they were playing them.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You've had nannies before?
Yeah.
Have you ever had an awkward situation with a nanny?
Such as?
Well, I'm sure that Glenn Davis knows this guy real well. His name's Kyle Martino. He's a soccer analyst.
All right.
Former player. Well, his wife apparently does a blog, which it's called Happily Eva After because her name's Eva. It's pretty.
I see what they did.
That's terrible. Yeah. But apparently they had just fired a nanny or the nanny had left. So they hire another one. She'd been on the job for about 3 weeks. Says an hour before she was supposed to arrive for the day, Kyle got a text message from her that said, OMG, girl, did I mention to you how hot and sex my boss is? I would love to bleep his brains out. Ha ha. Too bad he seems to not like thick Latin women with lots to hold on to. LOL.
She sent that to who?
She sent that to him.
Oh.
One of those. Well, it's either one of two things. And people have done this before. It's either the accidental sending someone a text as a feeler thing, or it was really an accident. She meant to send it to somebody else, but she was thinking of him, and that's who she typed in, right?
I could see that.
So her husband assumed it was a terrible mistake and that he'd shortly get another text with a million apologies or something, but never did. He then took his daughter to get breakfast, but when they arrived back at the house later, he noticed the nanny, who had a key, looking out their bedroom window where she's not supposed to be. And so at that point, they immediately fired her.
Well, probably a good call.
You've never had a...
No. I did have a nanny once who, and it was like sometimes we'd drop my oldest off at her house, and she would wear, she was really into that, like trying to stay young thing. She has kids that are much older than mine. You know, she's probably in her 40s now, but at the time she was probably, you know, mid 30s.
Yeah.
And desperately trying to hold on to her youth. So she would wear like awkwardly revealing clothing sometimes when I would drop the kid off.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't believe I'm leaving my kid with this. But she was good. I mean, she was a good nanny. She was good to the kid. But
maybe she was just flirting?
I don't think so. I think that's just how she was.
Okay, she wasn't trying to show off a little bit? And
just, I'm pretty sure no.
You know, throw that signal out there. It's like, hey.
No, I don't think so. But maybe. I never took it that way.
Oh, okay. It's probably a little creepy. It's probably creepy both ways.
Yeah.
But, there are people who will do that, though. They'll send you that kind of text pretending like it was for somebody else, but they want you to know that, hey, I want
that's a thing, huh?
Yeah, I've heard. I mean, not me. I've never done that, but I've heard that.
Okay.
I also have some people that might surprise you that have endorsed your good friend Donald Trump.
Okay.
Some professional athletes.
So some millionaires.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Although, I don't know. Is John Daly still a millionaire?
That's a good question. I don't know.
He's also a train wreck.
He's a mess.
So John Daly is one of them.
John Daly's net worth, $20 million.
Okay. So that explains it. How about Herschel Walker?
Also a lunatic. Also a millionaire.
Okay. How about NASCAR driver Michael Waltrip?
Don't know if he's a lunatic or not.
I do know this.
He is a millionaire.
NASCAR CEO Brian France. Also, that's not an athlete. But, yeah, apparently there was some backlash on Brian France doing it. But I guess NASCAR and Trump makes a lot of sense, right?
I guess so.
I like that.
I guess
hair.
So.
Yeah, that guy, he can sit in the front row here. Take him to Talladega. How about Dennis Rodman?
Really?
Yes.
That's almost like trolling. Like, I don't think he means that.
I don't know, man. I mean, this is Kim Jong-un's buddy.
That's true.
So I'm not going to put Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un in the same sentence, but I just did. Dennis Rodman. That's what they have in common. Mike Ditka?
Oh, that's a bit awkward.
That's a strange dude. How about Jesse Ventura, who's technically, he's not an athlete. He's a former wrestler. He's a former actor, and he's a former governor.
This is not surprising to me at all.
No. Apparently, several members of the Iowa Hawkeyes football and wrestling team that showed up on stage with him.
Although I thought Jesse Ventura was all about, like, you know, making the government really small.
I thought he almost kind of leaned
people's rights,
kind of leaned libertarian.
Yeah.
Now I don't know how this should affect his Hall of Fame potential. Terrell Owens.
Really?
Here's what Terrell said. This may be what the country needs, and Trump, he's a guy who won't put up with BS and has what it takes to change how government is run. With that being said, Trump, you're hired.
Man, I don't know if I can say this, but first of all, I think if you're voting for Trump, you should be ashamed of yourself. But that said, if you are a minority or a woman and you're voting for Donald Trump, maybe you're not paying that close of attention, or you don't care about those sorts of things.
I'm not going to go that far. I understand wanting to vote to, I mean, I I never would. Let me make that clear. I understand wanting to do a protest vote against the establishment, and he's not really establishment. I get that, but he's also playing to the least common denominator. He's playing to people who don't want to think. They just want to look at it and say, oh, I saw that guy on The Apprentice. He looks like he knows what he's doing. He's a business, and they haven't really dug into it. And that's who's supporting him. And that's fine if that's your choice. Unfortunately, that's the choice of a lot of people, but there are other protest votes out there you can make. And somebody posted on our Facebook page the Gary Johnson announcing he's running for president thing. That guy makes sense. Everything he says makes sense. If you want to protest, go that way. But here's number 10 on the list, and this is sort of a halfway one. Tom Brady.
No.
He said he hoped so, and then he said he was supporting his friend, but then he said he never endorsed him. And when they asked him about it at a press conference, he cut it short. So maybe he endorsed him, maybe he didn't.
Let's get an affirmative, or we got to know.
Yeah, I'm going to go with maybe.
Okay.
So anyway, Boyd says every former Celebrity Apprentice member has come out in support of Trump.
All right, I doubt that to be true.
Yeah, well, we're going to take good choice, John. Do a good job with that music. That's subtle, but accurate. Lamont says Dennis Rodman endorsing Trump sounds normal. Hashtag 2016. Yeah, after last night, everything sounds normal. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 832 says, I think the most fascinating part of this election cycle is that Trump isn't the worst option. How bizarre.
That's debatable.
It's debatable, but it is debatable, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's what makes it kind of crazy.
Yeah. I think
Trump is probably the last one I would vote for. It's close call between... Boy, I don't want to vote for any of them, but it's a close call between him and Ted Cruz on who I think would be the worst.
Yeah.
Like, it's sad. That's how sad it is that, like, I think Marco Rubio is terrible as well. But
better
the fact
option.
That I'm like, man, Marco Rubio might be a better option than those two guys, it's almost appalling to me. Like, I don't know. Like, an establishment Republican nominee would be the best thing for him. Ugh. That ain't good.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the whole party here. If Trump winds up winning this thing, if it blows the thing up and starts us on a path to three parties, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I mean, and the thing is, the president doesn't have that much authority anyway. I mean, let's be honest. It's really Congress that's running things. So
yeah.
No matter who wins it, it's going to wind up – it's not going to have the impact of some of the other things that we've talked about. Like, you know, you should have voted for mayor and you should have voted for those kind of things because they have more direct impact on us. All right, so Conor McGregor is stepping on the scale right now.
Yeah, Jong's recording it. We'll get it to you as soon as they finish it up.
Sounds good.
We do have to make sure that they don't drop any bombs.
Yeah. Well, with these two, I'm going to say it's 50-50.
It could come out.
So, Tom Coughlin, you know, when you go through a divorce, I always tell people, wait before you go out with somebody else.
Right.
You know, take a little time. Tom should have listened. Apparently, he was so bitter from what happened with the Giants that it affected his interview with the Eagles.
What do you think that is?
Gary Myers of the New York Daily News says that the 69-year-old acted like a jealous ex-girlfriend when he interviewed with the Eagles. He described it as a disaster. He says Coughlin acted like a 20-year-old whose girlfriend had dumped him, and he was trying to make her jealous by dating her number one enemy on the rebound. Who hasn't done that?
Yeah.
NFL sources say his hard feelings for the Giants came through loud and clear in the interview with the Eagles Brain Trust, which included Jeffrey Lurie, and he was obsessed with how he felt wronged by the Giants. He was not forthcoming about his plans for the staff. He came off more concerned with making the Giants look bad than being consumed with coaching the Eagles. And if
I... Well, I mean, if you make the Giants look bad, aren't you doing a good job as coach of the Eagles?
Well, theoretically. But that's probably not the way to get a job.
Yeah.
I mean, like, oh, I want to beat them. I want to beat them. Like, well, what are you going to do for us? Don't be bitter, Tom Coughlin. So, yeah, I think he's... The guy obviously still wants to coach, but, well, you start hearing stuff like that. I don't know.
Lamont says, LOL, AJ thought Ventura was smaller government. Jesse Ventura was Minnesota liberal. He was, I mean, he ran as a, on the that party, but if you hear the guy talk, he's very libertarian, and typically that's smaller government. I don't know. He's a strange guy. He is a strange. That's why I'm not surprised he's endorsing Trump.
Yeah, you know, some of you texters, speak of the Dems. I'm trying to get you to say you'd vote for Hillary over Trump. It seems you may be smart enough not to kill your show in one soundbite. For one thing.
I would vote for Hillary over Trump. I would vote for everybody
over
Trump.
Oh, yeah. That just killed our show. Come on. Don't be a dumbass.
I don't care what you think of who I vote for.
That it's an opinion, dickweed.
I would literally vote for almost any human over Donald Trump. Does that mean I like Hillary Clinton? No. I think she'd be a terrible president. I think she'd be terrible for our country. But do I think she'd be better than Trump? Yeah. We spent 3 hours talking about why I don't think Bernie Sanders would be good for our country. Would he be better than Trump? I believe so. I want Ted Cruz to get caught on fire. Do I think he'd be a better president than Trump? Yeah, I think he would be.
Of that group, I mean.
The options there are so limited.
You're basically, you're marking off everything you hate. And if I did that, I'd be down to basically Marco Rubio, who I hate the least of all of them. Isn't that sad? I'm with you. I'm going libertarian this time. We're gonna.
Yeah, and if you don't listen to the show because we like someone more than Trump, don't listen to the show. And you know what? If you don't like the show because we did like Trump, don't listen to the show. I mean, we're here to have opinions.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah,
it's easy to sit behind your text number and you know, crap on other people's opinions. It's our job to come here and give them.
And if that destroys our show, so be it. So be it. We're gonna have these conversations,
man.
Yeah, we're gonna have these conversations, Chief. It's gonna happen because people care about it. And you know what? Part of our job is to give opinions on why we don't like these guys and why we think they're bad options. And hey, you may have one that you love. That's great. Maybe you're out there putting stickers up on people's doors and everything, and that's who you love. That's great. You're not going to sell me on them. So, you know, I'm not trying to sell you on anybody. What I'm trying to sell you on is the fact that we got a screwed up system.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do as much research as I can before I make up my mind. I know where I'm leaning now, but these aren't great options for any of us. I like Kasich. I think Kasich is probably the best one of all of them.
If I could vote for any of the ones that are left, it would be him, but he's the one who has the least chance of winning.
Yeah, he's not left. I mean, he's done. And, yeah, I said all along, Rand Paul was the guy I liked.
He was my favorite, too. That would have been the first Republican I've ever voted for.
Yeah. And, Drunk Bevo says Gary Johnson's bio is awesome. Yeah, it says everything that I want to hear. Somebody says put that texter and bleep that.
We have the
all right. So we have the audio.
All right. Here's the weigh in for Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz.
How are you doing, Nate Diaz, ladies and gentlemen? Nate, there's a lot of tension going on here. Give us your thoughts on this fight.
Hey, I'm here to kill or be killed. In Stockton, California. This little bitch.
Nate Diaz, ladies and gentlemen.
Did they bleep it or you had to?
All right, I'm here with the champ.
I had to.
Oh, boy. Conor. Oh, because you got it off a screen.
First of all, give us your thoughts about having a last-minute opponent, being able to fight at 170, and Nate Diaz.
It's another day for me. One pulls out, another one steps in. I'm used to it. I was just giggling at his little soft body. I've never seen a skinny guy. How can a fat guy be so skinny at the same time? It amuses me, but I'm looking forward to go in there, put the martial arts back into the game. Weight should never be an issue. Champions should be able to go up and down and fight any challenge that comes before them. So I'm looking forward to go in tomorrow night fresh and put on a show for the fans, because, you know, the fan support, I always step up for the fans.
Well, that wasn't as good as I'd hoped it would be.
Yeah.
I did like Nate's bleep that guy. He's a little bleep.
Eh.
I'll take that. Could have been better.
409 says the texter was a Trump University dropout.
Oh,
we're going to have some fun with Trump University.
Somebody who's in the NFL next year on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, they have to. They have to, right?
The Trump University.
That would be so awesome.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Tom Brady did that?
Oh, yeah. That'd be so great.
Oh, man. All right. Well, one segment left where we're going to have stupid stuff, and I imagine we'll have quite a bit. And, show's ruined because we talk politics. Somebody says, Jog missed one bitch. We can say bitch. That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's how I always say
the F word that was.
Yeah, that's trouble. The one we can't say. There's a list of words we can't do, and bitch is not one of them.
Also, if part of your political argument includes the word libtard or democrat, it's not doing much for me.
Or fascist, if you want to be on the other side. That's
it's lazy.
That's what there are people who will the fascists. Ted Cruz is a fascist. Say, if you're throwing that out there, we're not going to be able to have a discussion. That's all. And yeah, I'm happy to discuss issues. Love discussing issues.
Just talk like a big boy.
Yeah. All we're gonna do is if you're totally sold on one person. And you're using words like that, and basically, if you're debating the way they were debating last night, we're not going to have a conversation. That's all. But we're gonna be like Gary Johnson says. Let's find some compromise. Let's work together. Let's take care of the best. And see, okay, 832. This is such a dumb text. Now I'm really getting pissed off. From listening, I'm guessing you're Republicans. Do you have you ever listened to our freaking show? Half of you guys call us liberals, and this is your answer? Do you deny global warming like the Republican candidate? See, this is why this is dumb, okay, 832? This is why this is dumb. We take every issue separately, all right? We don't go and say, oh, we believe this, so the Republicans believe this, we believe this, the liberals believe this, we believe every single thing. We actually take each issue separately and look at it separately. So come on, man. Really? How long have you been listening? Like 4 minutes? Is that it?
I'm clearly a Republican.
God. AJ, who has never voted for a Republican presidential candidate in his life, and everybody here calls liberal. Ugh. God, what the hell? Are you guys just getting out of the bar? Is that it? That's it.
Early.
Because the texts were fine, but you guys went into the bar right after work. You did six shots, and now you're going to come out stupid. You're spelling right, though, so it can't be six shots. Maybe it hasn't kicked in yet. Oh, boy. Thank God there's only one segment left. Guys, I got to tell you about my good friends at Quick Weight Loss Center. And if you think about losing weight, and maybe you looked in the mirror and said, I don't like the way I look. And you know, it happens easily, man. If you've got a job where you're sitting at a computer all day, and you're just sitting there, and you're snacking all day, and you don't get a chance to get to the gym, and then it doesn't take long, you look up and you're like, oh, boy, I got to lose some weight, man. Well, Quick Weight Loss Center can help. They cost less. They're guaranteed for 28 years now. You can lose as much weight as you need, 100 pounds or more. If you only need to lose 20 pounds, you can do that. It worked for me. It's worked for Sean Salisbury. It's worked for Michelle, who works here. A lot of people have gone on Quick Weight Loss.
And Mike Liebeschock's on it now.
Mike Liebeschock's going to be doing
it
as well.
He's super fat. He's got a long way to go, but I think he lost like 9 pounds the first week.
Yeah, so you should follow Mike Liebeschock on this because the weight loss journey is incredible, but even better is once you've lost the weight, how they help you keep it off, and that's what they've done for me. Right now, you can get 6 weeks for $66, all weight loss services included, and kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions apply. For your free, no-obligation consultation, visit one of their 15 Houston-area locations. Go to quickweightlosscenter.com or give them a call at 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117.
This is the Blitz.
The Blitz.
on ESPN. 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. There's something for everyone at the Inspire Sports League. Physique, fitness, and bodybuilding championships at the George R. Brown. Get off the couch and get moving Saturday, March 12th. Get the kids in the Presidential Fitness Challenge. Football and baseball skills, martial arts, and youth powerlifting while you learn health, fitness, cooking, and eating tips from the pros. Check out the fitness, figure, and bikini contest. Log on to InspireSL.com for tickets and more info. Also want to remind you, tomorrow night, camel and ostrich racing at Sam Houston Race Park. I will be out there, ESPN Zone 6 to 8. And then I will be there actually to the seventh race because I'm the virtual trainer of Raheel Kamzenali.
Nice.
So I'm trying to find out which jockeys are going to be riding so that I can hopefully get my choice on that. All right. I'm going to just one last thing on this because this is what always drives me nuts. If you're one of those people that says, well, if you believe this, then you have to believe everything else that this party believes.
I don't.
Then you're the kind of person that I don't like. And I don't like trying to talk to you because every issue in our life is different. And you can't just, and this is the problem with the whole party system, is you can't just say, well, this is, I believe this, so therefore I must believe everything else. And both of you guys do it. I will believe some things I'm going to be very liberal on. Some things I'll be very conservative on. There's not a party for me. The closest thing is probably the libertarians and nobody votes for them. But we got to get past having all this, well, we have to do all this and we have to do all on both sides and somehow get to where we're compromising. Because guess what? The Republicans have some good ideas. So do the Democrats. So do people who are neither one. And maybe we should have some common sense decisions. And we can get to that. We're going to have a better society. But until we get away from this, well, you must be a Republican or you must be a Democrat, we're never going to get anywhere. So just all I ask is you step back a little bit and say, wait a minute, what do I really believe? What makes sense? And yeah, I've been voting Republican my whole life, so therefore I think this. Or I've been voting liberal my whole life, so there. Well, wait a minute. Think about what you really believe and what makes sense. And you know what? You'll find out that everybody's got some good ideas and everybody has some bad ones. If we all kind of argue them out and work them out together, that's how it's supposed to work. And unfortunately, that's not what we've been for a long time. Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
I'm not saying every Hall of Famer should have a ring, but that is a standard, I think, when you look at you had to have had great numbers and been on a team that was good enough to win. It's a very feisty Marvin Harrison. I don't think I've heard
he
him.
He's charged up.
I wonder if he got that charged up when he allegedly shot that guy.
Stop it. Stop it.
Just
kidding. Don't stop it. Keep going.
I had to use this one because you know where it's from? Harlan, Kentucky.
Nice.
You'll never get out of Harlan alive.
You won't.
We go to Harlan, Kentucky, where a man and a woman are facing charges of indecent exposure.
You don't have to talk about that.
Oh, sure I do.
My truck died. I got into an accident. Truck's going to be totaled. Not my fault. So that's the upside of it. But I've lost my dog and my truck in a week span.
A32 says a new studio must be built over an Indian burial ground.
Could be.
Wouldn't shock me at all, actually.
Or it's built over a dead Ford.
Could be that.
I don't know. Or poor truck.
I will go and vote. I take my vote very seriously. I vote for names that I like. Not people. Just the name, you know.
Yeah, well.
Tyrone. Oh, he's getting a vote from a brother. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
Damone, I vote for a brother, you know. Louise, oh, yeah. Betty May, Betty Sue, I can go with that. You know, Tyler, not going
to
happen.
I'm going to find a white Tyrone and get him to run just to get your vote. If you don't win, you guys are welcome to come play the handicapping contest. You're welcome to come hang out with us. I will be pumping away. And but I'm going to make some... I'm pumping away on the wagers.
Oh, on the wagers.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Anyway.
I thought this had taken an awkward turn.
No. But I mean...
You a car sex guy?
Like now? No, I'm old and retired.
No, I mean like in your, when you were in your prime?
Oh, yeah.
John, car sex?
Sure.
Okay.
But always...
Are you still currently car sex?
No.
Okay, because you drive those small foreign cars. Not a lot of room for car sex.
But he's small and foreign.
Good point.
Good point.
Touche, sir. Touche.
That actually makes perfect sense.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Whoops. Did you drop that? How'd that happen?
I know where the F-bomb is in the song.
Yeah.
And I didn't fade it down fast enough.
Come on, John. Get on your game. Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
I want it noted that wasn't me being bleeped out. That was because the music had the F-bomb in it. But anyway, that's going to wrap it up. Enjoyed the conversations today. And we'll continue this, man. Because this damn election isn't going away. So we're going to be talking about it a lot. And we'll get into more details as we move forward. And I want to thank Jong Lee. Great job. AJ Hoffman. Great job as always. Give myself a solid. You know what? I'm going to go C+ today. Better than average for once.
Solid.
First time in a year. You guys have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. Until then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.